Ivan Doroshuk of Men Without Hats has joined The Antidote. Ivan, this is an honor.
Thank you. My pleasure. Nice to be here.
Men Without Hats does have a long history beginning in 77, so band members have changed. How about giving us the new band lineup?
Well, the most current lineup, the most recent member of the band is my niece, Sahara, who plays keyboards and sings vocals. And she's my brother Colin's daughter. Colin has been with the band since the beginning, but he recently accepted a post at the Victoria Conservatory of Music here on Vancouver Island, where we live. And he's the head of the voice department there. So he took a break from touring, and his daughter Sahara took over for him. And then we have Sho Murray on guitar, and he's also the band leader, and Adrian White on drums and electronics. Sho and Adrian have been with the band for about 10 years now. So it's quite a tight unit. We're having a good time.
But having a family member back in the band, it's almost like it's come full circle.
It has. I used to carry Sahara around in a pouch on my back, and she kind of grew up with the band. She grew up in studio and on the road with us, and it's seems just logical and normal that she's finally joined the band as a full-time member. It's great.
So you're saying that not only are you a musician, a well-known musician, but you're also a nanny.
Yeah. Oh, no. I was spent a lot of time with Sahara. We get along really well. She sang background vocals on my solo record, The Spell, in the mid-90s when she was only about 5 years old. So she's quite used to the whole thing. It's great.
What I was really amused by with your songs is that back when she was a baby, you recorded the song Love All Over the World, and Sahara is actually specifically mentioned in that song.
Yeah, that's from the Sideways album. Yeah, she's always been a member in spirit, and now she's full-time. So it's a lot of fun to have family members in the band. Having started the band with my brothers, it's a logical progression.
Going back to your earlier days, Men Without Hats had several hits, but Safety Dance was a huge song worldwide. Everyone had heard it, unless they were culturally clueless. With the song being so popular, a lot of artists decided to record covers of the Safety Dance. So I'm really interested in hearing what you think. Have you been honored or have you been horrified?
Well, it's been a great honor for me. Bands like from Status Quo to Weird Al Yankovic have covered my songs. And in the case of Weird Al, it's a lot of people say that it's more important to have Weird Al cover one of your songs, more important than getting a Grammy. So we were quite honored. There's been a lot of bands, lesser known bands and famous bands covering our music. So it's been great. It's a great honor. I love it.
Would you ever say that a cover song piggybacks off the original artist's talent?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think it's more of a tribute. We've covered a lot of bands. We've covered SOS by ABBA. We have a Rolling Stones song, 2,000 Light Years from Home, on our last album. And it's just a tribute to the music that I grew up listening to and the music that I liked in the 70s as a starting off as a music fan. So I think it's a good thing.
It wasn't just those ones, because the ones I specifically knew that you covered was Mott the Hoople, and he did one by the Beatles also.
Yep, we did I Am the Walrus on the Sideways record, and the Mott the Hoople. It's songs, it's a tribute to the music that influenced us and that we grew up listening to in the 70s.
If you had a chance to record a new cover, what would be the top one you'd want to do?
Oh, there's so many songs out there. One of the favorite ones that we play now is a cover by the Tragically Hip Canadian band, and we play a song called Blow It High Dough. And I think out of all of them, that's currently my favorite cover that we do play. And we're always looking for new songs to cover. It's there's so much to choose from. It's a hard choice.
That's a pretty diverse mix of artists you've covered.
Yeah.
Well, back in 91, Men Without Hats went for a switch in style. the album Sideways was really appropriately titled because you guys did go sideways, changing from synth pop, new wave to rock. Were you happy with the results?
Yeah, I was. It was Sideways remains one of the most fun albums that I've been involved with. It was fun to record. It was fun to tour. It was a real organic record. It started off as a late night jam sessions after the bars closed in Montreal, and just a bunch of friends getting together and having fun playing music. And then I started writing songs while we were jamming, and it turned into an album and it turned into a tour, and it was great. So I had really great musicians on the album too. I mean, I had Michel Away Langevin from Voivod playing drums, and so it was a real fun experience.
I think the only negative aspect about Sideways is that just after that album released, the band called it quits for, what was it, a decade?
Yeah, I became a stay-at-home dad. I had a son and was a stay-at-home dad for about 10 years, which was another great experience that I'm glad I did.
That must have been tough for you personally, because I could see how really your creativity was being stifled then at that point.
Well, I not really, because I just I enjoyed being a father. It was something that I hadn't had the chance to do while the band was really, you know, being popular and everything like that. So it was I just focused my attention and my energies in another direction. And as soon as my son was old enough to sort of get by on his own and become a latchkey kid, I started writing again, and the songs started coming, and I got back on the road and started touring again. It was all very natural, so it was fun.
Well, talking about tours, Men Without Hats are out on another monster tour this summer and fall. You seem to be making that an annual thing.
Mm-hmm.
This year, how many countries are you visiting?
Well, we're doing quite a few this year. We're doing starting off North America, in Canada, the U.S., and it's going to end up in Mexico. And in the middle, we're going to the U.K., we're going to mainland Europe, Germany, Netherlands, head over to Scandinavia and Denmark and Sweden and Norway. You know, it's going to be a busy summer for us. We're enjoying it a lot.
You know what I'm disappointed by? There's no Peterborough, Ontario's date.
Oh, we had a good one last year, the Club 80s tour with Honeymoon Suite and the Spoons and Flock of Seagulls. It was a fun time.
What a sweet lineup.
It was good.
So you and I have been spending a lot of time talking about the past days of Men Without Hats, but you've just put out an awesome new single, I Love the 80s. But I need to know something. Is that loving the 80s coming from a nostalgic view, or do you really think the 80s were better than today?
Well, there's a bit of nostalgia, but it's kind of a tribute. It's an anthemic tribute to the 80s. 80s bring back a lot of good memories for people. It was a good period musically. There's a lot of great songs that came out of the 80s, a lot of sing-alongs, a lot of great melodies. It was fun times too. There was a lot happening in society. There was new technology. Computers were starting to make their way into our lives. Video was a new medium. Clothes were new. The colors were new. The hairstyles were new. Everything was new, and it was kind of focused on the youth. It was one of the most youth-oriented decades that there's been, even more than the 60s and the 50s. It was really focused on the youth. Movies like Breakfast Club and Ferris Bueller, and people just remember those as good times. The melodies were great. There were, like I say, there were sing-alongs. I mean, I'm a big fan of rap music, but I don't know how many Eminem songs we're going to be singing around the campfire in 20 years. Whereas the 80s are, you know, we've toured with people like Howard Jones, and the crowds just sing along to his whole set. I mean, it's an hour-long sing-along. It's fantastic. The people just love the melodies. They love the songs, and the younger generation is catching on to it too. We've been lucky to been able to embed ourselves in popular culture, and, you know, shows like The Simpsons and Family Guy, and especially shows like Glee, that introduced our music to a whole new generation of listeners. It's been great. We've been able to cross generations, and so I think it means a lot to people. It means the 80s are, you know, even though, I mean, it wasn't all fun and games. It was the Thatcher era. It was the Reagan era.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of controversy. There was a lot of unrest in the streets. It was the birth of punk. You know, there was a lot of opposition to the status quo. But people remember it as good times. They remember where they were. So we just wanted to have a tribute to that. We wanted to bring it back in a good way, bring it forward.
So how do you feel about our current music age? Have we lost creativity?
I don't know if we've lost creativity. It's, you know, like in the 80s when we showed up with our drum machines and our synthesizers, you know, the previous generation were kind of looking down their noses at us and saying, that's not real music. And it just goes full circle. I mean, although, you know, I sometimes kind of think that my generation of musicians is kind of dying. You know, it's a dying art form almost. When I was making records back in the 80s, it was obviously a different story. To make a record, you needed a big budget, a studio, you needed a record label. Now it's, you know, it's a bit more democratic. It's been put in people's hands. All they need is a computer, and you've got your auto-tune, you've got your AI musicians, you know. So everybody's got the possibility to make music, which, you know, can be seen as a good thing. But the industry kind of goes around. It's circular, you know. It's like now we can put out a single. There's a full album coming in November, but bands don't have to put out full albums now. They can put out singles and test the waters and see how it goes. And that's how it was back when I started listening to music. Bands like the Beatles would put out singles, and they'd put out 10 singles during the year and then package it as an album at the end, start over the next year, start again putting out singles. So a lot of things have changed, but a lot of things are back to what they used to be. But like I said, it's going to be with all this AI and computer music. I mean, there'll be a resurgence in live music. I have a feeling the only way people are going to know if it's real or if it's Memorex is by going to see the band play live. And I think that's a good thing. People, they need human contact.
So you guys have released I Love the 80s, and you're talking about an album at the end of the year. Are you going to be releasing singles on a regular basis?
There'll be another single after this one. We have another single planned to be released like in September. But the album is coming out in the beginning of November. The new album, it's got 7 or 8 new songs on it.
Lots more to look forward to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I was amused when you said that you live in Victoria, because the whole name Men Without Hats was because you guys were tough and you were saying that you didn't need to wear hats, even in a Montreal winter.
Yeah.
And now you moved to a place that never has winter.
Yeah, no, and I love it here. I mean, I love Montreal. I grew up in Montreal. I love the city. It's great. But my brother Colin moved out here first, and I came and visited him and just fell in love with Vancouver Island and went back home, packed my bags, and here I am. Been here for over 20 years now. It's a great place to call home. I love to travel, but I also love to come back to the island. It's very peaceful. It's very, very grounding. I love it here.
And never blame me for moving to Victoria. It's a beautiful spot.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Well, Ivan, I really appreciate you taking time for this talk with The Antidote. I'm a huge fan, and I'm glad you're still making the music. So listen, have a great and, I guess, busy summer.
Yeah, well, we will. We will. We'll be going across Canada and the States, so we'll see everybody pretty soon.
Sounds good.
Thanks. Nice talking to you.